It's Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Governor Gavin Newsom and leaders of the state Senate and Assembly say they will move quickly to protect abortion rights in California. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins in Sacramento.
We are putting the right to abortion explicitly into the California Constitution and clarifying that it is a fundamental right.
Adding abortion protections to the state constitution would make it harder for future lawmakers to repeal them. The governor has also pledged to make California a sanctuary for those who need abortion services. Among the measures aimed at doing that is SB 1245 by LA State Senator Sidney Kamlager. It would provide $20 million in state money for a pilot project in LA County to cover the expenses of those who come from out of state to get abortion services here. County supervisors will vote today to support Kamlager's bill. John Dunn is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties. He says if and when the draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade becomes final, they're getting ready for what they expect will be a flood of people coming from out of state to Southern California for abortion services.
We've recruited additional providers. We've already added a surgical day in our two surgical sites in San Bernardino and Orange. And we're prepared to add as many days and as many providers as is necessary to meet the need.
John Dunn with Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties. KPCC's Air Talk is featuring conversations with the candidates for LA County Sheriff. They include retired Sheriff's Captain Britta Steinbrenner, who says the department needs to rebuild trust, credibility, and accountability.
First and foremost, we are going to be known for community policing, not our deputy gangs.
Captain Steinbrenner says she wants to bridge the gap between the sheriff's department and the community.
Unit commanders, the station captains, they have to take ownership of their command, which means they have to get to know their people. They have to know their community members, their business districts. They have to have town hall meetings to keep everyone together.
Retired Sheriff's Captain Britta Steinbrenner, she is running for LA County Sheriff. So is retired Sheriff's Captain Matt Rodriguez. He will be featured tomorrow on Air Talk, and we have more on the election at las.com/voter-game-plan. The LA Unified School District has launched a program to pay for installing wired internet connections where students live. Details from KPCC's Kyle Stokes.
The district estimates that one in five LAUSD students lacks internet at home or has substandard service. Early in the pandemic, LAUSD relied on mobile wireless hotspots to reach these students. Now, any LAUSD family can sign up through the district to receive wired in-home broadband internet. Either Charter Spectrum or AT&T will provide the service through June 2023. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says emergency federal money will cover most of the $50 million cost.
The policy nationally needs to shift because access to digital content with universal, ubiquitous, high-speed internet should not be dependent on a crisis or emergency.
Over the next year, Carvalho says the district also plans to purchase another 100,000 laptops and tablets so that every student has a device to take home. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.